And now from dollars to drunks and the Unger Report, a regular Monday feature. Today we present a classic Unger. This is a story we aired for the first time on this program last January. It's the tale of a company that caters to the high-spirited, reported by the high-spirited Brian Unger.
I know it's only like 8, but we're really wasted, and we could not drive right now. Literally, like,
could you drive right now?
Well, he could, but he shouldn't.
Yeah, I should.
It's 8 p.m. in Los Angeles, and in a city notorious for closing early, these diners waiting for their cars in the valet line are already drunk.
Well, we had, what?
I had about 3
4 margaritas, and then we went over to the Japanese place.
Sake. And a giant beer.
And you know what? Normally, I would drive, but because of Scooter Pimp, or Snigger Pimp, what are they called? Scooter Boy?
Autopilot.
Autopilots, I would.
This is a job for autopilots, lone rangers on scooters, who, for a fee, will drive their tiny motorbike to a drunk and their car, put the scooter in the trunk, drive them home, then ride off into the night.
You know, I feel like the hero arriving to save the day, you know? It's cool.
Ance Clenard is an autopilot and says his Italian-made scooter will fit any drunk's trunk.
You know, it's basically the size of a suitcase.
Yeah, it is. A small suitcase at that. And we have...
That could actually fit in the overhead compartment.
It almost could fit in most overhead compartments in your airplanes.
Autopilots is co-owned by Andrew Barrett Warland, who imported the idea from London. His scooter drivers will rescue the inebriated just about anywhere for $30 plus zone fees, comparable to L.A. taxicab rates.
Well, we actually hope to encourage the actual partying in this town. The drinking.
Autopilots. Their motto, you party, we drive. Call them from a bar or plan ahead like a professional and schedule a pickup in advance.
We had a judge make a reservation on Thursday for Saturday. A judge is calling, so that's really getting across the lines to everyone.
So people are really being good about planning on being really bombed.
I'm impressed with how well people can go ahead and decide, tonight I'm getting hammered.
Tonight, autopilot Ance Clenard is on the move. And not soon enough. To El Coyote, a Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles, where two drunks are in distress. First, Clenard checks in with home base.
Go for five.
Is your client okay?
He's okay for a ride. He's not okay for a drive.
Then, like a magical act, he folds his scooter.
It's amazing that scooter fits in the trunk.
And he's off in the car with the owners for the long, annoying drive home.
Damn. Yo, you ever go to Honey Baked Ham over there?
No.
I don't know if you're into ham or not, man.
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
South
what
Carolina,
part?
So, Charlottesville's where I'm
from. Las Vegas, man.
No, really?
Asheville.
So, Ants, do you ever get tired of, like, having to humor really drunk people all night?
Well, prior to this, I was a bartender. I've been a bartender for a long time. And so, you know, the nerves are well established to be able to deal with humor and drunks. The main thing I just need to focus on is not getting so caught up in what's going on in the car that I'm distracted.
Like when the window unexpectedly drops into the door frame.
See this line, this sign?
Oh, my God!
And then there's the whole car sickness thing, a concern I tried to explain to autopilot's owner Andrew Barrett Warland this way.
I think if I had the choice of throwing up in my own car or a cab, I'd definitely throw up in a cab, but I would never throw up in my car. Mm. I would hold it. I don't know what I was trying, what point I'm trying to make with that, but here is, basically it would suck to puke in your own car.
You get the point. So, just in case...
We have vomit bags. Okay. Airplane with our logo on the actual airplane vomit bag.
That's classy. I mean, because you're protecting their investment, which is their car.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, scooter driver Clenard has delivered his drunk cargo home safely.
You want me to back into
trying to park
it? I mean, you could if you want. I don't care.
You tell me what you want me to do.
Just f***ing park it.
I'm going to back into it.
His mission accomplished.
Guy, $30 is worth it. Because a felony is a rough thing, man. Because you can't run for president or nothing. Not that it matters.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
A Brian Unger classic that aired originally on this program in January of last year. You can hear all Brian's reports or anything else we've ever aired on this program. Visit our website, npr.org, and select Day to Day from the pull-down menu.